Hi, everybody. Jack Hubbard here, Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer and Hubbard, and I'm really thrilled to have you join us on this really special 10 Minutes With program today. Our guest is Luke Getting. I heard Luke the very first time when he was on a podcast with my good friend Jill Conrath. Luke and Jill were talking about presentations, and boy, did I get intrigued, because Luke talked about some very, very unique things you can do with PowerPoint, just on your own, that I didn't know you could do, as well as some things around Prezi. So we're going to get into this in a couple of seconds, but just a little bit of background on Luke. He's an award-winning presentation specialist, and he's the director at Puffington Presentations. This is a presentation agency based in Austin, Texas. And if you know anything about Austin, Texas, you know that that's a technology hub. And you think about presentation agency, it's kind of unique. He's got a really interesting sales background, and he's kind of leveraged that with companies large and small to help them with presentations large and small. It could be for people that are making presentations to 1,000 people. It could be someone making a presentation to the press. It could be an investor presentation or a sales presentation or even a training presentation. Luke has done it all from stem to stern. He's created presentations for TEDx events, as well as Dell, Western Union, IBM, Siemens, and the National Restaurant Association. So I am really thrilled to talk to you today, Luke. Welcome to 10 Minutes With. Luke Getting joins us on 10 Minutes With today. Hi, Luke.
How's it going, Jack?
Good. Austin, Texas is where you're hailing from these days. How are things down in the great state of Texas?
Yes, sir. Things are going well. It's definitely the time of the year where you want to get some water, some cool pool action or spring action, as if you're spending daylight hours in the sun, you're going to start melting pretty quickly.
Yeah, across the country, it seems like hot weather has really taken over. We went from winter to summer, so...
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a great company. I was introduced to Luke through a great lady who's written some excellent books, Jill Conrath, and I saw Luke on a program with Jill. I thought, you know, this what Luke has to say and what his company does is a real viable situation for bankers, especially business bankers who are out making some solutions presentations. But give us a little background on you, Luke, and on Puffington Presentations.
Yeah, absolutely. Prior to starting with Puffington, I was essentially a manufacturer's rep for 4 years. I was based in Chicago, and I was traveling all over the Midwest. And my ultimate assignment was to meet with our dealer network around the Midwest and kind of introduce our products to those dealers and share any product updates with them. And after doing that for, really, it didn't take very long for me to realize a lot of times these meetings felt like kind of check the box affairs. The sales manager would bring all his or her team in to sit in on these meetings because they had to. I was in some ways visiting our dealer network because I had to. And there just didn't really feel like a lot of exchange of information was taking place. A lot of our presentations were really formulated around specifications and relatively insignificant updates. And again, I just got frustrated with the way these meetings were unfolding. And so the big thing, I started re-strategizing the way I presented. I really started injecting a lot of interactivity, a lot of questions back to my dealer network, and as well, a lot of different navigational and success story options, as in I could bring up some success stories and talk through those and really get people thinking about it in a way that's very different than just showing a bunch of facts and figures related to your product. So after doing that for 4 years, I said this is a real pain point, and I decided to start freelancing, really focusing on that sales presentation experience. And from there, I started using a presentation platform called Prezi. And I won the Best Business Prezi of 2013 award, quickly become certified as a Prezi expert. And from there, I had companies all over the country who were frustrated with traditional slideshows reaching out to me. And the agency grew from there. And so now we're a team of 8 people. We have 6 full-time graphic designers, and we've been doing that for 6 years now, developing presentations for companies frustrated with the traditional presentation experience. So it's been a really fun ride, and it all just really stemmed from my frustration with these dealer network meetings where I didn't feel like the audience was getting what they wanted, and I didn't feel like I was achieving what I wanted.
And to be real clear, a lot of bankers out there say, well, I make one-on-one presentations. I don't use PowerPoint. I don't use Prezi. But you really span the globe here. You can help with sales presentations, and you're in the process of doing some things with us to help us with that. You also can help with presentations if someone's doing a speech, or if a bank president is making a presentation to investors. You've probably run the gamut there, Luke, haven't you? Between one-on-one or one-on-a-few to maybe 1 out of 1,000.
Exactly. Ultimately, even though there's a lot of different subtle variations with presentation, most of them fall into one of 2 buckets, and you basically just outline them, Jack. You've got your conference keynotes on the big stage in front of large audiences, and you have your smaller group meetings, and typically those are in a conference room or oftentimes even one-on-one. And so we deal with both of those quite extensively at our business. It's honestly pretty much a 50-50 split. And ultimately, the way there's really 3 components to any presentation. You've got your message, you've got the design of the slides if you're going to use them, and you've got delivery, the way you're sharing the information. And so depending on the type of presentation, you can adjust those and what you're putting the most emphasis on. And sometimes it makes sense not to even have slides altogether, but you really need to be strategic about those 3 things, and we help companies do that.
Well, one of the things you do really well is the whole idea of making PowerPoint, I'll call it, come to life. Talk through some of the trends you're seeing, Luke, in the use of PowerPoint. We could talk Prezi a little bit later. It's a unique kind of thing. But what are some things you're seeing in the changes and the advancements in PowerPoint over the last couple of years?
Absolutely. I kind of approach it from 2 ways perhaps here. So you've kind of got your strategies on using PowerPoint. You also have some of the feature sets around PowerPoint. I'll start with the latter. If you haven't looked at PowerPoint in the last 3 or 4 years, I really recommend you do. The biggest thing is, since they converted to this Office 365 subscription model, they've really been putting a lot more resources into the tool and really the whole Office suite. So you could argue that for 10 or so years, PowerPoint really didn't fundamentally change. But in the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen a lot of new feature releases. Practically every month, something new is coming out. One of the biggest ones is this tool called Design Ideas. And essentially what that is a smart AI that actually analyzes the content you're putting onto your slides and will suggest recommended slide layouts and design styles. And they're getting better and better with it. It's getting better at matching to your corporate template. And it's even suggesting iconography for phrases and words, keywords that you're using. So right off the bat, that feature can save you a ton of time and really elevate your experience without really you needing to do anything further. So there's a lot of subtle features like that. Getting to kind of the overall strategy and techniques we're seeing, whether it is PowerPoint or other tools, again, I kind of differentiate. You've got your event keynotes, and then you've got your smaller one-on-one or small group presentations in a conference room. For those smaller group meetings, we're really seeing an emphasis on interactivity, and not just from the dialogue, but also being able to have a slideshow that can keep up with that. So a big thing we do with our clients is we create hyperlinking, intra-presentation hyperlinking. As in, rather than me just having this linear presentation that goes slide 1 to 30, and I basically just present that, and if someone asks a question that takes me off script, I have to kind of fumble around and awkwardly show my desktop and pictures of my kids and the whole deal. We've all seen it many times. The neat thing we can do, and really this is something you could do yourself as well, is create just little links. Maybe it's at the bottom on a navigation bar, but take me to the services part of my presentation. Take me to the success stories part of my presentation. Take me to the case studies that I have to offer. And it's literally just one click on a mouse like that, and it can jump you to, say, from slide 10 to slide 30 in a seamless way. And so if you're strategic about that, you can have a presentation deck that is much more functional and much more adaptable, because we all know when we're in one-on-ones and we're in small group meetings, this isn't the same as being on stage and just speaking at someone for half an hour, or it really shouldn't be. It should be very interactive. It should be very dynamic. And we can do techniques in the slideshows that allow you to adapt to really what's best practice sales principles.
That's very cool. And as you're going to bring this up, because obviously this is a 10 minutes with about presentations, and we want you to do that. But Luke, from a best practices perspective, from an industry guru perspective, who are some folks that you look to as someone who you would say, ooh, this person is really pretty sharp? Or are there publications that bankers could go to and look at and say, how do I stay up with all of these trends in the industry? What do you got for us there?
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly think, so LinkedIn and SlideShare are this kind of great repository of presentations, and they've done a nice job of setting it up so that you can see the top trending ones, and it's a really cool way to, A, get really good information on trending topics, typically business-centric topics, and then B, you can also see kind of the strategies around style and design and content that people are leveraging. So that can be actually a really great tool to somebody. It's easy. You can look at business articles about presentations, and they sometimes get a little bit redundant. And again, if it's just all text-based descriptions, it can be challenging to really apply that to your own content. So that's why I really like that show and tell approach. There's some terrific people, thought leaders in the presentation space. Nancy Duarte has always been a hero of mine. She runs a large agency in California that really specializes in presentations, published 3, 4, 5 books on presentation strategy around messaging, design, etc. And then, I think those are the main spots for me. There's some great other resources. There's a business network called the Presentation Guild, and you can subscribe to them. It's really for presentation professionals in all kinds of industries, and they even have an annual gathering, the Presentation Summit. So those are a few. Obviously, I can share some additional ones, and perhaps in the follow up on the webpage. But those are a few really quick hitting ones from me.
That'd be terrific. That's great, Luke. I appreciate that. Well, show us some things that are going on and some of the things you're doing for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I go to present one, I just want to quickly share that this is a native PowerPoint file, PowerPoint 2016. I'll show you the tile mode here, nothing fancy about it, just a relatively traditional. There's no plugins or add-ons that you need to achieve what we're going to do. So this is simulating a sales presentation. So basically, it's got some about us information that's got some various services it dives deeper into. One of the big things we like to do, we find sometimes that companies tend to just dive right into A, facts and figures, or B, some sort of demo or some sort of pointing at their really centric information. And so what we often recommend is right now I'm just clicking forward in kind of a linear way. Just kind of sharing a little bit of a tease as to things you could talk about later in the presentation. So this is a pretty standard looking content here. You kind of have a little bit of intro to this particular company. But right here, we're actually going to start teasing this ecosystem. And as most of you know, people tend to call meetings for a very specific reason. They don't usually reach out and say, hey, I just want to know 1,000 things about your company. Let's say, this is an example of this manufacturer's various products and technologies that they leverage in there. This is a kind of a smart hub system that does electronic security, video, and can tie into other devices. And so chances are when they get into a meeting, they might really be most interested in cloud video. That was the thing that really piqued their interest. And so rather than wait until slide, whatever, 63 of this presentation and go through all through the security content and all through this alarm devices content and finally make our way to cloud video, why not preview that up front and then see what they react to and trend your meeting accordingly? So with this one, I just clicked right and it started auto-progressing into section one. But I'm actually going to skip backward for a moment. You'll see on this presentation, throughout the whole experience, I have some options to navigate in a different way. So all of these are live buttons that we've created, and these jump us to different slide sets within PowerPoint. And so again, if I'm really keying in on cloud services, I can literally click on that and navigate to that part of the presentation. It's totally seamless. The audience doesn't recognize that anything different happened, but I actually jumped forward 30 or 40 slides in this presentation. At this point, I have an ability to simply continue forward, go back to linear progressions if I want to. This particular client wanted this to be even especially navigable, we'll say. And so I even can click backward within these and click on that text and jump backward or forward within each section. Or if all of a sudden, you know, they've gotten the point, they're feeling good about the content I've shared there, I can already jump back to section one and continue that way. Last thing on this, I think you're getting the idea, but last thing is we often like to create this resources style page for clients, and that basically can act as a catch-all. So your success stories, your white papers, any of these resources that you think might be useful for a meeting, but you don't want to show them every time, it can be great to create a little resources page like that so those are accessible for you easily. You don't have to fumble through five presentations that you've given over the course of the year and try to find those.
This is absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
Can you click on the resources for a second?
Yes. And I want to emphasize, I'm actually using this, could be another tips and tricks. I'm using a presentation remote that allows me to do some mouse navigation directly from it. But anything I'm doing with this could actually be done with the mouse as well. For this one, we kind of went to this industry trends section. So this was kind of their other information. But on other clients' presentations, we built it out to be much more robust and have all kinds of files there.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. One of the other presentations that you showed us earlier was a resources page that had some case studies attached to it.
Yes.
Logos of other companies, maybe some phone numbers, maybe even some photos of some of your other clients. That's really powerful, and I love the taskbar at the bottom. This seems difficult to do. Is this all part of what I would call a basic PowerPoint package? In other words, is this available to virtually everybody right now?
Yes. So let me first show, just to reiterate what's happening, and then I'll show you really quickly. We don't have to get into a technical demo, but what's going on the back end. So this is, right now I'm on slide 68, and I'll just select back to the About Us section here, click on About Us. And what I've done is actually jump to slide 2 seamlessly. The audience experiences. And so ultimately what we're getting away from is really the idea of a linear presentation altogether. Slide numbers become less important. It's just about the sections. And you'll see we've actually organized this in this tiled view by section. So it's easy to organize and easy to strategize. Now, if I go to one of the things I'll show you here is I can create new slides on these. And this is all built into the slide master, this navigation. So I can't mess this up. It's safe and tucked away in the slide master. So I can still add content to it. I can even change what section it's a part of. It's a part of the cloud services, I can still update and adapt this without causing problems to the overall presentation. Now, real quickly, what's happening on the back end is we have these links, and most people only ever use links for existing file or web page, right? They send it to the internet. But there's this little place number 2 behind that is place in this document. And you'll see this is where you do this functionality. So you're able to choose any slide in the presentation and you can make it go to anywhere you want. And that's really all there is to it. Now, of course, our design team has put a lot of effort into making this look really intuitive and beautifully designed. But at the end of the day, that's all we're doing is creating these intro presentation links.
That's amazing. So you've got a bunch of folks on staff that are experts at doing this. If somebody were to come to you and say, okay, I need a slide presentation with 50 slides as an example, mm-hmm. How long does it typically take? What's the time frame between the time we give you the slides and you actually get them back to me?
Yes. 2 to 4 weeks is my short answer. It can be accordioned shorter or longer in certain situations, but as a basic project outline, week one, we're connecting, we're talking about the content you're sharing, kind of that first edition. If you've got an existing PowerPoint, for example, we're also doing some asset gathering, getting your brand guide, getting your photos, logo, etc. Usually during week one or at the start of week two, we're doing our creative kickoff meeting where we're going to talk, do a little deeper dive on the content itself, as well as any brand, you know, the visual theme and concepts you're trying to portray. We'll typically then that second week build out that concept, share it with you, get approval. Once we get approval on the concept, we'll develop, and by the way, that concept is typically we'll build out 5 to 10 slides kind of around the style that we had discussed. And then once we get approval on that, we'll dive into the first edition design that is be shared back in weeks 2 or 3, depending on how those first stages have proceeded. And then ultimately, at that point, you're giving us final feedback. We're making all revisions and getting it all finalized for you. So it can be done pretty quickly, especially relative to a website, for example. It's a pretty process that can move along as long as everyone's participating pretty actively. And from there, I do emphasize always that we really strive, as I showed you in that demo, to make our presentations as updatable as possible. So from there, if you as an organization want to take it over and begin running with it and updating it yourself, you absolutely can. For all of our existing clients, we're also available for hourly updates down the road too. So if you just rather hand it off to us 3 months later, it's not a problem at all.
That's terrific. And I want to get into Prezi a little bit too, but just a real quick question. What are you, video marketing is now become so huge, and I think it's going to really take over in 2020. In other words, if a bank or a credit union is not using video marketing, video emails, things like that, and video in their presentations, I think they're going to be way behind the times. How easy is it to insert video into this? And what are you seeing in terms of companies using video in their presentations?
Absolutely. So there's a few different ways, and I fully agree with you, Jack, on its importance and its relevance. And I think that's where presentation tools can actually be really of assistance, because sometimes when you've got this new technology, you're thinking, I'll have to invest in a significant amount of software and really come up with this overall strategy around it. It's going to be a lot of work, especially for a small business. It doesn't have to be quite that overwhelming necessarily. So a few things I'd key in on right away. Things like this webinar, this video chat we're doing right now, is terrific content for a lot of those outlets. And of course, the neat thing, just like we've been doing, is you can do screen sharing as well. So it doesn't have to be all of you in your fancy studio. You can kind of have some video mixing in with slides. Certainly, I don't recommend just showing a bland PowerPoint as your video content, but you can mix it in and out and have some of that opportunity available. Another thing is you can save PowerPoints themselves very easily as a video. So there's an option natively in PowerPoint file. And then instead of hitting save as like you normally would, you can just hit export and create a video out of your PowerPoint file. So that's a really easy trick to start creating some content around things your marketing team or you have already created, developed, and made really useful. For my last one, my last comment on video, I'll show a quick example, which is basically that video can play an instrumental role in all of your slide decks. So are you able to see that all right, Jack? Kind of you've got this globe in the background. Yeah. So this is literally a video background. So think of instead of having a background texture or color, shape, something like that, you can actually just import a video file and have it be a supplemental resource for your presentation. We're huge fans of this. We just think it adds a live feel to a presentation versus a static feel, which is how almost all presentations feel. And I'll click through. I think we have got a few other examples of motion in this presentation. This, of course, is Western Union and talking about their rich history and how they kind of classify themselves as this innovative new startup style company, but also with this rich history of innovation. They've been around the block. They've done this. They know how to get things done. In this case, I don't have video, but we're using a few other different techniques. This is all, again, native PowerPoint. And so you can get a sense of some of the ways we can leverage motion in PowerPoint in ways that are relatively unique. Here we have a timeline just kind of flowing through some different content and some timed animations. We really love to have each of our presentations feel a bit like a flow. And of course, this is different from the sales style one I gave earlier. This is more keynote style. We really like this to, in many ways, actually feel like a video in itself with just pauses for the presenter to speak to that content. So in the background of this slide, you actually have another video and you'll see it just automatically starts playing. It's part of the native sequence. And as soon as I click forward next, I'm back into the presentation and we're actually interacting with the video. You'll see we actually are using a screenshot from it and then continue building on it. So yeah, all kinds of different ways you can approach, I'll hit stop there, but all kinds of different ways you can approach video, from doing webinars like this to saving as video in PowerPoint or other tools and actually then creating those videos and turning them into content in presentations. Too often we find that marketing content doesn't make its way into PowerPoints or presentations, and you can really do a lot of really neat things with that subtle video backgrounds like that globe I shared on the Western Union presentation.
Well, I know that Adam is, you know, as he's recording this, he's licking his chops to do something. And as Amber is watching this, my great daughter-in-law and my great assistant, she's always looking for new ways to do PowerPoints and make them excellent. So I'm sure she's really eager to dive into some of these things as well. So the last thing that I'd like to talk about, and you kind of mentioned the award you won for Prezi in 2013. Prezi is still a relatively new concept in banking. Mm-hmm. Walk us through just a couple of those things, if you can.
Yeah. So I'll start high level, and then I can, of course, share an example. The big advantage of Prezi and really a lot of these cloud tool, HTML5 cloud tools, is their ability to quickly synchronize in ways that traditional desktop-based software like PowerPoint aren't as great at. So with Prezi, you have both options. You can have a software on your desktop, which can still be used offline, of course. You also have an online editor. You log in, you can access all of your presentations, you can make edits, and then those two actually stay in synchronization as well. So that's just amazing. We've all been through issues with software compatibility. We show up at a conference and they're running a version of PowerPoint that we aren't, or Mac and PCs fighting over one another. That's really a significant advantage of any HTML5 tool. You have that synchronization between platforms. In addition, or really supplementally to that, are the the versatility options. So I can actually present a Prezi in three ways. I can do it from that online editor that I talked about before, which is usually not the recommended, but it's a nice backup. I can play it from the software. I also have an ability to export it as an entirely standalone file, which legitimately requires no software on the PC or any computer that's playing it back whatsoever. So again, you just have a little bit more versatility there. And then it is very easy to collaborate. I mentioned that just a moment ago, where you can have legitimately two coworkers logged into the same Prezi simultaneously making updates, and it's a pretty powerful engine in that way. So those are really great things to maximize efficiency. You can log into a dashboard and see all your Prezi presentations, whereas if you try to find a PowerPoint from like a week ago, sometimes that's enough of a chore in itself, let alone trying to distribute that to your organization. So those are the main highlights. And then of course the engine itself is very modular based. It captures a lot of the spirit of what I was showing you in that PowerPoint, but in a more native, easily produced way.
Are you seeing what percentage, this is hard, but you could do it with your clients too. What percentage of your clients are using Prezi versus PowerPoint? Mm-hmm. Prezi and PowerPoint. Talk through that a little bit.
I think ultimately there's a lot of organizational considerations there, of course. PowerPoint is still, and for the foreseeable future, will be the main presentation tool companies use. When you start on day one in your job and you open up your computer, PowerPoint is typically there. So, of course, that's something that's there. Most organizations we use with Prezi, and to put a number on what, probably maybe a third or so or a quarter of companies. So it's not necessarily a majority, but they're not using it necessarily as a replacement to PowerPoint. They're using it as a complement or as a supplement, and you'll see that there's some really great advantages to it, but it doesn't have to be for every presentation either. Now, I will say, just like PowerPoint and Microsoft is doing, Prezi's putting a lot of attention into making these presentations very easy to create. Everyone understands that people are under deadlines, under pressure, and just kind of throwing some ugly looking bullets anymore. So Prezi has a lot of great templates and some smart content features as well, just like Microsoft. So either way, with both of those companies, I'm really excited that there's all this innovation happening, whereas maybe 5 years ago, you were trying to quickly produce a presentation, the bar would be pretty low as to what you could do in maybe half an hour. And through design ideas, through Prezi smart templates and smart content features, you can actually get to a pretty decent quality presentation. Now, of course, we don't recommend doing your presentations in half an hour, your presentation prep, but both of those companies are thinking a lot about how to improve that experience.
Interesting. You got one to show us?
Yeah, I'm going to kill the video because sometimes that creates a little bit of a conflict for a moment. So while I'm, let me get my screen sharing going. While I'm doing that, let me just show this folder here. This is what I was talking about. All of these Prezis that you're seeing here are actually executable files, as in, I don't need any software to play these back. I could bring it on my flash drive, I could install it on a machine and just start playing this. These are all, I just click on it, and you'll see a little player expands and it just extracts all the assets. I don't have to worry about font compatibility. I don't have to worry about multimedia challenges. It just comes right through and it loads just like that as a standalone player. Isn't that cool?
It's amazing.
Excellent. So now, again, I just have this here. If I wanted to keep it for some reason in kind of this minimized view, I could definitely do that. Okay, so this is what that Prezi player looks like. And you'll see, again, it is a standalone file, just shows up as this Prezi deal on my dashboard. And I've got some options to click forward and backward. Of course, I can go full screen and I can even do some auto timing functionality. Now, this is what I was talking about when I was talking about the modular navigability of Prezi. Basically, from this view, I have multiple ways I can go. Everywhere you see this little underlined red line there, this is what I essentially call a hotspot. And so I can click on any one of those and automatically jump into that section. I can click backward and move out of that section. In this particular presentation, we actually have the introduction hid in the logo there. And so I can start going through that logo and start the content and presentation here. And then once I conclude my presentation, my intro part, I can jump to this section and start to ask them, okay, you know, where do you want to spend the most time talking about today? Again, we would have teased these five components in the intro. We would have seen what they were reacting most to. And if ultimately they really wanted to spend their time, you know, at least starting off talking about our company culture, we can do that. We've got these core principles here. Even within this view, I can either go forward naturally, or if I wanted to immediately talk about this elite program, I could, and I could jump straight to that and start going through that content. So this is this kind of dynamic idea. I think the other thing that really Prezi does amazing at is this idea of content hierarchy. So right now you can very clearly see that when I zoom into my introduction there, I'm kind of going into it, I'm zooming into it, as in this is kind of a detail level, whereas if I zoom out, this is my big picture level, this is my presentation overview. And so I just feel this is so much more powerful than an agenda slide. This is essentially an agenda slide on a PowerPoint, but it's just portraying it in such a different way, a more dynamic way that can be really powerful. And then lastly, I'll just show, I think, Jack, this is what you were referring to. I shared this with you. Right at the far right here, subtly hidden is a little checkbox, and these are my success stories. And so any one of these I could click into, I could share different examples. Of course, this is an engineering firm, so these are some of their projects that they've worked on throughout the country. And that's the example of how easy and dynamic Prezi can be.
That's pretty amazing. That's terrific. Well, Luke, companies like you are going to continue to grow and expand, and the need is so great in every industry. But banking and credit unions, financial services in general, especially community banks, have been a little behind in this. And so I'm sure you're going to get pretty busy. So walk us through, if I wanted to get a hold of you, give me some ways to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Easiest way is just to go to our website, which is puffingston.com, PUFFINGSTON.com. And of course, we'll have the link there. You can, of course, get us at info@puffingston.com as well, or call us at 512-960-3715. And basically we've got client success specialists who will walk through your content with you, get a better understanding of what you're trying to achieve. And then again, we'll bring in our creative team and we'll talk about fun ways we can leverage your brand and insights into building a beautiful presentation. But it's not just about how beautiful it is. We really pay a lot of attention, hopefully through this interview you've seen, about kind of the functionality and the outlet it's being used for. Too many people, when they start to build a presentation, they kind of look at it as a one size fits all and they just open PowerPoint and go at it. And we just feel you really have to be very strategic, as we talked about, a keynote versus a sales deck. They're almost entirely different approaches and you want to be very strategic about that. Ultimately, you know, in the context of a banking and financial relationship, these are some really important thing conversations that are taking place. And yeah, a lot of times, especially on a one-on-one, it may just be us talking. But of course, you're going to have to probably at some point show some charts or examples. And that can be where that you could describe them. But of course, a lot of people are very visual learners. In fact, 60-70% typically are more visual learners. So if you have really well-designed visuals to complement your conversation, it can be really advantageous versus, at some point, if you're just listening to facts and figures and listening to charts and rate of returns and all the complicated conversations you can get into, that's going to be very difficult to keep track of mentally in a way that a well-designed, in a lot of cases, data visualization can do. And that's what we talk about. When I get into the phrasing, I try to really focus on that idea of complementary. We don't want the presentation to be standalone from the presenter. We don't want the presenter to be standalone from the visual, unless he or she is deciding to at that time. But we wanted them to work in harmony really well.
It's great, and you know, we talked about sales presentations and we've talked about keynote presentations. But for a lot of bank trainers out there, myself, our company, other companies, and certainly in banks that have trainers and inside credit unions, The fact that I can use visualization in such a powerful way must enhance the learning process. So if you're listening to this today and you're in training, this is something for you to consider as well, because as Luke mentioned, the ability to connect the training concepts and the visualization is a really powerful way for the mind to grab and hold on to data and skills that are important to us. When I started 33 years ago in this business, we used overheads and it was overhead transparencies. And then we went kicking and screaming into PowerPoint. I remember when I was with a company called FTR and we got our first LCD projector and it was $5,000 and weighed about that much. And that was very small, and there's so much more that you can do. And by doing it in a really effective way, it certainly helps the learning. Well, Luke, thanks so much for being with us on 10 Minutes With. I think you're going to be getting a lot of phone calls from bankers, and you should, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is one quality company. Luke, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jack. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Luke. That was terrific. And really appreciate your unique perspective on stuff that we use every day, especially PowerPoint. Those of us in training, those of us in marketing, those in sales are very, very familiar with PowerPoint, but you've pointed out some pretty unique things. So I think we've intrigued you. You may want to touch base with Luke, and you can do that by emailing him at luke@puffingston.com, PUFFINGSTON.com. Luke is down in Austin, Texas. He can be reached at 512-960-3715, extension 803. So connect with Luke, talk some strategy with him, get to know him a little bit, and maybe your next presentation can be world-class, just like Luke's and what he showed you. This is Jack Hubbard, Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer & Hubbard. Thanks for joining us for this very unique and very special 10 Minutes With.